Join the conversation on the Carpool's Talking Text Line. This is more, 800-990-3776. One of the most frustrating things in sports. Fun social media list that was making its rounds yesterday on Twitter. They had a list of 10, but I'm sure we can come up with more. Like Isaac says, can we add own goal in soccer on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think you can apply that. It's not called the same, but in hockey too, the defenseman who tries to clear the puck and then ends up hitting it or deflects off that, that'll drive you bonkers.
Walking in a run?
That's bad. Yeah, that's bad.
John says, listening to any announcer mispronounce Churio, as in Jackson Churio. I can't remember who was that last year that just really couldn't.
I believe they were closer to Churio.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that was Don Orsillo when he was doing some games for Turner. So again, continue to add. I mean, we've got, they're just kind of rolling in. In baseball, when the batter has two strikes on him, fouls off the next seven pitches, and then still strikes out. What else do we have here? Holding penalties on third and whatever. You get the first down, but now it doesn't count, from Clint. I'm guessing that's frustrating. You get a big play, gets called back on a hold. Like, that always, like, my stomach sinks. Like, you get this big run, guy goes into the end zone for a touchdown, but then you see the flag, and you know exactly what it is. You know exactly it's going to be a hold, and this big play is not going to count.
Yeah, that ticks you off as a receiver or a running back, especially after a big play. You're like, you got to be kidding me. Because there is a little self-praise stink PU in that.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Sure. So it is opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers, too. So I thought it'd be fun to, you know, take a look over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook and see some of the numbers that they have for the Milwaukee Brewers, who are not favorites to win the division. That is the Chicago Cubs, who are minus 115, meaning you would have to spend $115 to win 100. The Brewers are plus 325 to win the division.
Is that good?
How do you feel about that? It seems pretty good odds for a team that's won the division the last handful of years.
I look more about the wins.
Okay.
What are they projected to win?
So the win total for the Milwaukee Brewers, and I believe, so a lot of places has it at 82.5. However, because we're in Milwaukee, because a lot of people want to bet on the Brewers, there's a premium here.
Yeah.
So it's over 84.5.
Ben Brust, myself, and many people, I believe, we put amongst the group we had gathered nearly $1,000 on the Brewers over 73.5. So I know they are holding some cash for the Brewers to win over 73.5.
What did you get on that? That obviously, that was because 84.5 is the number.
What I meant 83.5.
Oh, okay.
What did I say?
73.5.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's a huge difference. Yeah,
like, yes. My bad.
I'm like, how did you get that number?
I meant 83.
I have not seen that number since like 2020.
No, yeah. It is a distinct increase. I believe it's six more wins than last year at that 73.5 number. I believe 83. Jesus, goodness gracious.
What is going on with you?
I don't know. 83. That number is a significant increase from just last season even.
Yeah, but I will say this. I have the most confidence out of all the professional sports in Wisconsin. I have the most confidence in the Brewers front office.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
They have,
that's why
they
I
have
would
the most,
take the over. I'm
they have the most limited
the
resources, and they have had some
they
pretty
just
consistent.
It out.
Yeah. Consistent
yeah, they pivot,
success.
They do a nice job. They figure it out. They've been successful. You know, they haven't got as far as we wanted them to, but when it comes to the regular season, they play. They play and they figure it out. You know,
man, I'm bummed that Joshy didn't ask me to get in at that 83.5 number.
Ben asked me on the weekly wager, and I just Venmo'd him $25. Then
you're still more loyal to Ben than you are to Gabe. I mean, what
this was
doing?
Prior to
prior to the wedding incident,
the embarrassing incident in front of this was month and a half ago almost at this point.
Okay.
Some money must have been pouring in on the Brewers over, which is why now that's been upticked to 84.5, which I still like the over, by the way.
Yes.
I do, too.
I still like the over. I understand they lost Willy Adames. I understand they traded away Devin Williams. But I just feel like The one thing I think is going to be really underrated about this team, Chewy, and we made a connection with this guy a couple of years ago, and he's spent the last couple of seasons beat up. I think Garrett Mitchell, if he stays healthy, is going to have a huge breakout season for the Milwaukee Brewers. And okay, that's going to help alleviate some of the offense they lost with Willy Adames, who we loved and, you know, just couldn't sign him to that number that he eventually got from the San Francisco Giants.
What is the rotation? Is Woodruff good to go or
he's,
no?
So he's eventually going to be, within this first month, the rotation right now is pretty beat up. But I think I would rather have everybody beat up now and kind of ease into it. So Jose Quintana is somebody they just signed during training camp, and they are during spring training. So he still needs to ramp up a little bit. He's not starting on the opening day roster. They've got some help that's going to arrive if they can navigate the first 2 or 3 weeks with the starting pitching that they have. But I actually, Nestor Cortes, like, I've got high hopes for him given the Brewers' history with bringing in an arm, a veteran arm like that, and being able to get the most out of it. And he was one of the big pieces they got back in return for Devin Williams.
Was it last year early in the season or the year before that they were beat up?
Felt like was it last year
that they were?
They started a crazy amount of people in
they were
breaking records in terms of amount of players used.
Well, then they kind of settled in, but then, you know, Robert Gasser gets hurt, mm-hmm. and he needs Tommy John, and Tobias Myers doesn't, stay healthy. They've got, I think, enough solid pitching in the starting rotation once they get healthy.
Are you guys going to opening day? I know we'll be out at the stadium early for our show.
Yep.
Kind of excited about that.
Yeah, it's great. Have you been with us when we've been in the stadium before, Chew?
Don't believe I have.
It's just really cool. You know, like, everybody else is there, like, doing TV stuff and their interviews, and we're just sitting there in front of the dugout on the field. I don't know. And I'm just a baseball nerd, so, like, sitting on the field doing our show just really gets me excited.
Josh, did you say you're going?
I will be in attendance. I will not be on the show. I'll be crushing brewskis, watching
the Brewers.
You're
doing a little saucy Monday?
You got it.
Who's
brother?
Who's producing?
Will. Young Will.
Oh, you took the day off.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're off.
Yeah, I mean, you know this. You have the same problem. I'm not great at taking off days, so. I started to need to just take. I could do the show.
Ho.
Yes?
Give me a timeout. I'm second to you, Joshy, okay? I rarely miss a day.
Oh, please.
Rarely miss a day.
I will put my off days at the end of the year up against yours.
No way. I beat you last year.
No, you didn't.
Yep.
You just have a forgetful memory.
No.
Well, no,
I don't.
He just doesn't think the show happens when he's not here.
Yeah, correct.
So, like, if I'm here and he's
Fair
not,
point.
It doesn't count.
Yeah.
How many? You're at 7 days
show.
So far.
I'm
you're at
six.
7 days.
I'm at six.
I got to check my records. I mean, there's definitely a gap from number one to the rest of us. Okay.
Yeah, I have to track
but
my I have to track
sure
my vacation
I'm
days
three.
Too.
I'm pretty sure I'm three. And yeah. Joshy, being the nice guy I am, I should have gave my off days and handed them down to you. Can you do that, Gabe?
I think you
can do whatever you want.
See, I get a bad rap for that, number one, okay?
What? What do you
because
mean you get
you
a bad rap?
Because you want to say NFL boy. I'm a grinder. Don't you think I'm a grinder? I grind it out.
You used to be a grinder.
Why am I not a grinder still?
Because you just talked about how you're a bougie Florida boy earlier this week.
But I'm old.
Yeah, I know. But and I'm not saying like you should be grinding. Like you worked hard throughout the course of your life to get to the NFL and do some of the things that you've done. Yes, now you have all these businesses that you're a part of. Like you grinded for a long portion of your life. You're at that point now where you can just enjoy the fruits of your labor. You don't have to be a grinder.
We also need to be direct here. The difference for you coming to work every day versus us, your job to get to work every day is to roll out of bed and walk to your pool house.
It's fair.
Your commute is your backyard.
Now, does that sound like a grinder to you?
Hey, I should get points for what I got to live with in the morning. Okay.
Unrelated, erroneous.
Still has to deal with it. And he shows up. And he shows up. Still. After being just, talked down upon in the first part of the morning.
Right.
We're going to have some fun with the top eight. We've got a Brewers-themed top eight with opening day. Brewers-Yankees coming up later on ESPN and 620 WTMJ. But I do want to tell you about our friends at X-Golf, Brookfield, Mequon, with their two locations here. And what's awesome about X-Golf in Brookfield and Mequon is, you've heard me talk a lot about the way I love using them during the winter months. Love to keep the game sharp. You know, you get out there, you get some swings in, even though the weather's bad. But what about when the weather's good? You should still be taking advantage of the memberships that they have during the summer at X-Golf Brookfield and X-Golf Mequon that run May 1st all the way through September 30th. You can get a par membership for just $250. Again, this covers that entire, you know, five-month span. Golf up to 4 hours per day. If you get the Birdie membership for $500, no guest fees, so you can bring as many people as you'd like with you, plus a 10% discount on food. Great membership deals at X Golf in Brookfield, so think about it. If you only have an hour, you can't get that full round in, you still want to get some swings in, well, go use the state-of-the-art simulators at X Golf with your membership. If you have a date night, you have a work retreat, you have all these different great ideas, a birthday you want to celebrate, use these memberships at X Golf Brookfield and X Golf in Mequon. If you've had a previous membership, you save 10% on those member dues. Find out more about the summer memberships at X Golf, xgolfbrookfield.com and xgolfmequon.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense.
Why
this
did
elite
we drink the
defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid. And we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN. The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We'll get to the top 8 at 8 in just a second, but do you always eat your apples like that?
Yeah.
Like a pirate?
Why, you don't?
I mean, usually I'll slice up the apple and then, you know, I guess maybe the uncivilized way, eat it with my hands. But Chewy, and maybe you caught a little bit of it there as Joshy turned on the video if you're watching on the YouTube stream, but Chewy has an apple, cut off a piece with the knife, and then had it positioned on the knife and was just eating it off of the knife.
Because there's nothing more disgusting than biting it through an apple where it's rotten.
I have no problem. Absolutely. I have no problem with you cutting the apple. Like that's not the issue. And even the way you cut the apple, it's just that you were using the knife as like the utensil. You're
eating it like a swashbuckler.
Yeah, you're just eating it like a pirate.
Here's the reason.
Because you're a pirate.
No, I love hand lotion. Now, if I eat it with my hands, your hands get sticky.
Yep.
You got to go wash your hands, and then you have to reapply lotion.
Okay.
I probably put lotion on my hands 5 times a day. Because as a grinder,
sure,
you get massive calluses.
Yeah.
So in order to keep them soft, otherwise I would have, you know, I'm a blue-collar guy, rough hands, you know.
I mean, I also noticed that as a grinder, you've got a little something on your elbow there, too.
Yeah, the elbow came back.
You got the little tennis elbow strap on the elbow.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to take off Monday, Tuesday, I'm back. What is your problem?
What? I mean, he's grinding out. He's got an elbow injury, but he's trying to fight through it, Josh.
Fight through it.
Do I look like a toad?
No, I just happened to notice because it was, you know, you move your arm around and you just saw it right on your elbow there.
You know what?
Let me know.
It just never ends. It never ends. You know, I take it in the morning. I take it on this show.
Yeah.
It's just like, why is everyone so mean to me?
I was just asking questions.
All right. You want to rip at me and be like, you look like the dork playing pickleball with the elbow braces.
No,
and the
knee
braces.
I happen to notice it.
Do you want me to put my headband on too before I go work out?
I mean, if you want to put your headband on, go ahead. I just happened to notice it, and I know you had issues with the elbows, so I was asking questions about, you know.
You are displaying the behaviors of a complainer.
Oh, let's see.
Fair. Did I say one thing, Gabe? Did I say one thing about you being dressed like Willie Joe Brewer today. Willie Joe Brewer.
I believe his name is Bernie.
Yeah, you know what? Well, Bernie's not a NARP. That was the other guy that slid down the slide and broke his...
the Dodgers reporter?
Arm. Yeah.
Still one of my favorite videos.
Yeah, Bernie's quite an athlete, the way he pops up at the slide. It's impressive.
It's impressive.
Bernie Brewer is a real person. I don't want to intimate anything else.
Yeah, no. Bernie's an athlete.
Yeah.
You know what? That's another mustache. Sign... Gabe and Joshy, another sign of an athlete, because you see the quarterbacks have to practice it all the time. If you can slide and pop up onto a base, that's another sign that you are an athlete.
I'll tell you what, Drew. That was one of my favorite things. You hit a triple, and you could do it standing up, but sliding in and popping up is so much cooler instead.
As somebody who wasn't hitting many triples, a double would do, the same. Yeah.
You got to watch that calf, Josh. Yeah. You don't want to stretch. That calf might blow out between second and third.
He's still in running scoring position.
Yeah,
fine. It's got to get a good jump.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our top 8 at 8 list today. I tried a couple of different lists, too. One was damn near impossible that we can review here after we do the one that I came up with. But I am just looking for, again, a list of 8 things in front of me. You and Josh can guess back and forth. And then we'll open it up to the fans after you each get one incorrect on the Carb Loose Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. Simple one today. I'm just looking for the last 8 opening day managers for your Milwaukee Brewers.
Me and Jashy?
You and Jashy.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll leave his buddy for him. I will go Murph.
All right. Murph is obviously number one.
Ken Maka, my buddy.
Ken Maka is number 4 on the list.
All right, I'll get it out of the way. Council.
Yeah, Craig Council is number 2.
Ron Renicki.
Ron Renicki is number 3. You have the top 4.
The guy who won it with the Royals. Is that good enough or no?
I need the name. You're correct. I just need the name.
Yeah,
if you give me his first or last name, I will give it to you.
How about his face? He's got dark hair.
I'm blanking on his name right now. I can't believe this is happening.
It is Davey Lopez.
So Davey Lopes is on the list. That's not the guy you were talking about, but Davey Lopes is on the list at number 6.
I'm going to stall here for a minute and give us a little time to think on that last one. I do know... The one I remember, and a guy I feel like we don't really hear much from anymore, is Phil Gardner, despite being the manager for a long time.
Now, Phil Gardner, number 7 on the list. He was the winningest manager in Brewers history, had the most overall wins until Craig Council had passed him a handful of years ago.
All right, start calling in, everyone. 800.
Stall a little more, Josh.
800-990-3776. Murphy, Council, Renicki, Ken Maka, Lopes, and Gardner. You need 5 and 8.
5 and 8. I'm not going to get it. I'm out.
Joshy?
I'm going to leave it to the eye. All right. I'm going to think of it here by the time someone calls, but
800-990-3776.
I got his face in mind.
7-6. The last 8 opening day managers for your Milwaukee Brewers on this opening day of Major League Baseball. We've got 6 of the 8. We need you to close out the list. 800-990-3776.
I got it.
Got it. Too late.
Yeah, you waved the white flag already. I mean, Chewy, you basically gave somebody a layup the way that you described this person.
Yeah,
so we'll see if we can get this list done with Dumpy and West Bend. Dumpy, you're up first on the top 8 at 8, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hi, the guy with dark hair, that's Ned Yost.
Ned Yost is number 5. Yes.
Great call.
Do you know number 8?
And I'm gonna take a stab at it. I have his autograph, so I'm going to go Tom Treblehorn.
Tom Treblehorn was the manager before Phil Gardner. He is number 8 on the list. Congratulations, Dumpy. So, yeah, those are pretty easy, pretty straightforward lists.
Are the Royals small market, Gabe?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe they are next smallest, right?
Yeah.
After Milwaukee.
What is the smallest?
In baseball, I believe it's Milwaukee.
Yep.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Same thing applies to Green Bay and the Packers.
There's a lot of dissension down here. with the Rays.
With Tampa?
The Rays, yeah, because they don't know what they're doing. The prop got destroyed in the hurricane. They're supposed to be starting the new stadium, but
they're playing at the Yankees facility, right?
Yeah, they're playing at Steinbrenner Field.
Steinbrenner Field.
Their spring training facility.
I saw Rays reporter who's employed by the team talking about how great the facilities were there and how excited they were to be playing in, because they did, I believe, 72 hours. They switched over that park from being a Yankees field where they were doing spring training to now everything having Rays logos. And like, it's actually pretty impressive to do it that quickly. Cause like, I mean, in stadiums like that, your training tables have logos on them and all that.
I know guys like Jeff Passan have been making a big deal out of this over the last week, and it's not really going to happen for the A's because the A's just aren't very good.
Yeah.
But we've got two of the 30 major league teams playing in minor league parks this year.
Who's the other one? The A's?
The A's. They're playing in Sacramento.
They're playing in Sacramento
because they had the falling out with Oakland. Their stadium in Las Vegas isn't going to be ready. They haven't even broken ground, I think, on that stadium in Vegas.
Also, they just want to be called the Athletics.
Yes.
Nothing, nowhere, not just Athletics.
Well, the talk of the town here is that if they don't get a stadium done here, they're going to go to Nashville.
Yeah, that's that. That is
more likely than not at this point.
A rumor, but the crazy part is because the Rays are actually—I mean, the Rays have been a good team.
Yeah,
and the American League East isn't like the Yankees aren't as good as they were a year ago. Maybe the Red Sox take a step forward. What's crazy is that the Rays could win that division and then be hosting playoff games in a minor league baseball facility.
But you know what's crazy? And it's kind of sad, but no one cares.
Well, that's why they got to get out of there.
No one wants to go to a game here. I mean, the Lightning, obviously it's Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Buccaneers are one.
Sure.
Lightning are two. People are crazy here about
And the Rays, have been really good.
Really good. Like best analytics in all of baseball.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Like everybody, you know, tries to copy what they've done in terms of their minor league systems and things like that. That's the crazy part, but I think they do need to get out of Tampa and
so
get to
strange,
a place that's going to support them.
The Marlins are bad, but also struggle to fill stadiums and have people care about them. And baseball in Florida is gigantic.
It's huge.
Kids are coming out of there and going to the pros all the time.
Yeah.
Minnesota for hockey.
You fly in here at night and you see obviously, it's probably the equivalent of a Friday night opening night in high school football.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. But they're baseball fields that are lit up, which doesn't make sense. Very weird.
So, Chewy, I'm curious how many names on this list you know, because my initial thought for this top eight was, the last eight Brewers who've homered on opening day.
Oh, okay.
Right? I figured there'd be some random names on there, but mostly names you'd recognize. Like Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich would be one. He homered on opening day last year. Mike Moustakas. Ulysse.
Yasmani.
No, he did not. So Ulysse Chacin. As a pitcher, hit an opening day home run.
That's crazy.
How do you feel about Scooter Jeanette? Do you know the name Scooter Jeanette?
I've heard it.
Okay.
Yes.
Jonathan VR.
I know VR. Yep.
Nori Aoki.
That one I don't.
George Kataris.
I vaguely remember that.
And Ryan Braun are the last eight Brewers to homer on opening day.
Okay. That would have been okay.
That
would have been good for the fans.
I was about to say, we'd still be here taking calls.
Yeah.
Get someone to guess Nori Aoki.
As a grinder, I would appreciate that because it would give me a little break to reset.
Scooter Jeanette has probably one of the more amazing, and he's made a name for himself post-playing career a little bit for some of the things that have happened off the field, but the 4 home run 10 RBI game he had as a red, that is like one of the more shocking names to see on a list
He's not a guy who hit home runs.
No.
4 in a game.
Yeah.
That's why baseball's
You
dumb.
Think they grouped him the 4th one after 3? They go, what the hell?
If they did, they're probably like, this guy can't hit another one.
All right, hold on. Would you rather hit for the cycle or 4 home runs?
4 home runs.
4 home runs.
Yeah.
4 home runs. Like, there's a handful of guys that have ever done that in Major League Baseball history. Like, the cycle happens once or twice a year.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it's like having a no-hitter versus a perfect game.
I'd rather trot 4 times and not have to do the sprint the 3rd, you know?
Good point.
You don't want to know why? Because he's not a grinder.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's not a grinder. He doesn't want to get his hands dirty. Dig in deep. Bucks fans, Screamin' Sicilian and Michelob Ultra have teamed up to offer you a hot deal. Stop by your local Pick and Save or Metro Market store and save up to $6 on the purchase of one Screamin' Sicilian tavern-style pizza when you purchase one Michelob Ultra 30-pack. That's right. All the flavors that you're used to when it comes to Screamin' Sicilian, the great sauce, cheese, toppings, it's all fantastic. But on that crispy cracker tavern-style crust, get one Screamin' Sicilian tavern-style pizza when you when you purchase one Michelob Ultra 30-pack and save up to $6 if you stop by your local Pick and Save or Metro Market store. Valid offer through April 1st, so get to your local Pick and Save or Metro Market store to take advantage now with Screamin' Sicilian. You always want to see what that screaming's about.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the
pierogies birthday. And borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone God, on their birthday.
It's so good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Gruber Law Office's Thin Analysis Live is back coming up this weekend, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis Antetokounmpo for a live show that is going to entertain fans like none other. Last year, Thanasis surprised the MVP, Giannis, with a surprise appearance from ESPN's Stephen A. Smith. So you never know what Thanasis has planned for 2025. It's March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Thanasis Live with Thanasis Antetokounmpo. Get your tickets to Gruber Law Office's Thanasis Live right now. Visit TALiveShow.com to get your tickets. Excitement and entertainment you can't get anywhere else. Gruber Law Office's Thanasis Live, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and Carbliss, featuring Brandon Jennings and a surprise guest, also supported by the Prisoner Wine Company and McDonald's. TALiveShow.com for tickets. I've got a feeling that this is going to fire you up the way it fired up a couple of the other people who enjoyed watching basketball in the 70s and 80s. I was going to use that word, but...
Old farts.
So, LeBron James has been speaking a lot. He was on Pat McAfee's show earlier this week, had a long conversation with McAfee, had a lot of things to say, and kind of took a shot at the players in the 70s, saying somebody that we know could score a bunch of points back in the 70s.
You trying to tell me Giannis wouldn't be able to play an NBA game in the 70s?
I think he wouldn't be able to do it.
Neither would you.
Giannis Antetokounmpo would have 250 points in a game in the 70s. 250.
You have to look at the advancements, because they are huge.
Correct. Right? Yep.
You have to look at diet. You have to look at supplements these guys take.
Yep.
Legal and illegal.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Well, I could tell you some things.
We know. I was just doing the protect us thing.
Where I'm kind of bogged down, Gabe, is there were a lot of good centers.
Yeah, but they weren't as fast as Giannis.
70s and 80s.
Yeah, but they couldn't, like, Giannis is driving past them. They go out to guard him on the perimeter. He's blowing by.
Yeah, but then you go back to the 60s and their Hall of Fame players, specifically linemen, right? Jerry Kramer, Forrest Gregg. Those guys couldn't play today.
No.
They couldn't play because of dietary, supplements, advancement of equipment and things like that. So
I think, but
if he's saying that if Giannis was born in 19,
he's saying if you have a DeLorean.
But let me just say this. If he was born in 1967 or whatever, played in that era, Giannis wouldn't be anything special. He wouldn't. He wouldn't be anything special.
I mean,
shoot, they could.
No, they couldn't really shoot back then. Nobody really shot the ball. That's the problem. Like, they didn't really have a three-point line. Nobody was shooting a lot of jumpers. Like, I think...
You don't think Kareem would eat Giannis's lunch if Giannis was born the same year that Kareem...
Well, the problem is Giannis would have never made it to the league because Giannis was a foreign-born player.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing that Giannis and a guy like Jokic... The international players are a specific thing there. And Giannis is, frankly, an alien in comparison to Like, that amount of size and speed
and strength.
Like, here's
the thing. Like, you look at Kareem. Kareem wasn't that thick. Like, Kareem wasn't that thick. Yeah. Like, he was immensely talented. He was very good. But, like, he can't body up Giannis.
Yeah.
Giannis is that much bigger than him.
The thing is, though, if we handpick Giannis, drop him in there, I think he obviously would dominate and rule the league. But if you handpicked Kareem and then gave him modern advancements, I think he'd do very well. I think he'd be a Hall of Famer still.
But for whatever reason, they do this more in basketball than any other thing. Because, like, Chewy, I feel you recognize, like, hey, yeah, the talents before us were really good, but, hey, advancements got me, who would be a lineman, to be a tight end, a very high level. Like, your size, you would have been a tackle in the 1960s. But because you were bigger, athletic.
Types,
yeah.
Okay, maybe even now. They would have probably said, you got the frame. Let's, because we were plow horses, right? Mm-hmm. We were plow horses. I could probably go to Green Bay. I guarantee I'd be the strongest tight end there. Just because they don't put an emphasis on what we put emphasis on.
Yeah.
And if you look at their body types today, their body types are so different. Mm-hmm. They're like long, lean. They're not strong.
But
you know, we were plow horses. We were just like, hey, squat this, bench this, military press this, do this. Now they don't do that. Everything is core. Everything is kettlebells and things like that.
We can trace the NBA
different
thing.
Different types of training.
Back to one specific person and one specific video that makes its way around the internet, and that's Bob Cousy dribbling. Because he looks like a high schooler, a high school kid or a middle schooler. His head's down, he's hunched over, and he's dribbling it like the ball way out in front of him. That's the one reason, because people look at that and go, what the hell was this?
Yeah. Joshy, you think a NASCAR from the 70s is going to beat a NASCAR today?
The actual car? No.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
What I mean?
But for whatever reason, people, like, old heads in the NBA get, like, the most upset about this. Like, I don't know why that, for whatever reason, in the end, it feels like a really specific NBA thing where they just think that, they don't want to recognize that athletes get bigger, faster, and stronger the longer we go. Like, there's a natural evolution of athletes, right?
If you listen to people talk, Michael Jordan never lost a game. Never once in his career did he ever lose at anything ever.
Yeah.
Because the way he's revered, because it takes you back to a time when that was the biggest thing, that was the most important thing, and everyone was a fan. There was a monoculture.
But that, Charles Oakley feels like he would be the best player in the NBA today, right? Like, ask, like, role players from that era, and they think that they would just dominate the league
today.
Yes,
correct.
No, you don't have a chance. Yeah. Sorry, Charles. You were an enforcer. That's all you were. You could kick the crap out of me, but, like, you didn't have the skills requisite
I will say
to play
this,
in the league today.
I'll give what LeBron says as you know, the truth in its way that it is. These players aren't anywhere near as tough as when we played back in the day.
Because they don't need to be.
Not even this close.
But Chewy, I would also say they don't need to be. Like, you would have to keep your head on a swivel because Ronnie Lott might be lingering over there to just, like, launch his helmet into yours. And they've those hits still do exist. But for the most part, they've legislated a lot of that out of the game.
Sure.
You know, you guys would play through concussions. That's been legislated out of the game.
Like, when I get together with my guys, we call what they play football today a different name.
And I'm sure the guys from the 60s would call it the same thing from when you guys played.
They did. Yeah. But we were closer to the guys from the 60s than the guys from today were to us.
Maybe.
When it comes to toughness, I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. You know? I'd be curious to know what the guys from the 60s think.
They would say that we were soft, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, every generation thinks the next generation is soft.
Now it's like a pillow fight. I saw a good headline where it says, with this new kickoff rule, it says they're getting closer to flag football, which is true, you know? Let me tell you what, when I'm done doing this show... Could be tomorrow, could be 2 years, could be four.
I
won't watch a lot of football anymore.
I snuck that by you.
Where's my best friend, Ben? He is now my guy.
I was about to say,
I thought I got it by.
I was going to take the money that I was going to go to Pato with and bet the Brewers over and bet it that Chewy's going to be here tomorrow. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be tomorrow. I do believe that it could be at any point. But the one thing I know, it's going to be a Monday.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the one thing I know for sure, the day that Chewy quits, it's going to be a Monday.
Yeah, but
gonna
I don't want
Friday.
You to know. That's the problem. That's the problem. So it could be Thursday's my favorite day of the week.
Yeah.
So it could be a. Maybe I'll just send Blammer in. Chew retired. I'm going to do this. That you guys, Josh, you would actually like that.
I would love it. I would love it right up until the point he got us pulled off the air and us fired.
Do we need him to do another read? Yeah. Not that I have a lot of them, but his read. What was it? The Q Club?
The Q Club. It was huge.
That was priceless.
It was huge.
That was just.
I think it's got to be the right fit because, I mean, again, I love Dean the Dancing Machine and our guys over at the Jewelry Center. I don't think the Blammer fits the Jewelry Center.
No.
Depending if Dino likes corn. If he likes corn, there could be some earrings for that's probably about 20, 22 ears of corn.
The most obvious thing for him is ED pills of some sort. Whatever brand decided, he would be a home run decision for.
That's a good point, Josh. Yeah,
we have talked too much about the Blammer and ED pills. I would prefer I did not hear the Blammer talking about ED pills.
It's the only way he gets to see that thing.
Yeah. Now we're talking about it too much.
Josh started it.
I was about to say, I started nothing. I did nothing of the sort. So with that, Josh, why don't you tell us about your friends over at Wanna Parlay?
What a lead-in, fellas. I appreciate that so much for you. It is a big day in sports. We got opening day today. The tournament restarts. I've got myself a nice little parlay going here on Wanna Parlay. I've got three done. I've got four more to go. I'm going to be looking at BYU to upset Alabama. Obviously going to be putting some on the Brewers to beat the Yankees today. I downloaded the Wanna Parlay app on my phone, and it is so much fun. You can compete against me and other Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listeners to see who can combine a few picks and build the best parlay. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, click around. If you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC. That's promo code JGC. That will get you a 100% deposit match for up to $250. You give them 20, they'll give you 20 back. So download the Wanna Parlay app, use promo code JGC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. Code JGC. You can also win a trip to San Antonio and attend the Men's College Basketball National Championship on April 7th, 2025. It includes round-trip fare, a two-night stay in San Antonio, and two tickets to the National Championship game. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, it's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it says.
I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Time to get those tailgate grills out. Grab your groceries. Opening day in Milwaukee is almost here. It's coming up on Monday. And ESPN Wisconsin's going to be all over that on unofficial start to summer. It's sponsored by Carbliss, ready-to-drink cocktails, live shows from inside the ballpark, special guests all day, and an unmatched excitement for the crew as ESPN Wisconsin will carry every pitch of the home opener. Opening day on ESPN Wisconsin, sponsored by Carbliss. Grab a pack today and be the MVP of your tailgate. Happy baseball season. Few polls to check in on the Infinity Exteriors Twitter polls. Number one, in the morning, your significant other is nice. 57% saying nice versus mean. The most frustrating thing in sports, jumping off sides on third or fourth down. And the Wisconsin sports team front office you trust the most? 47.2% say the Packers, 45.3% the Brewers.
That was close.
Bucks in a distant third. Bucks in a very distant third.
Oh.
Happy opening day. Hope everybody enjoys it. Wildy and Tausch coming your way next.